Reacts to reports that National Guardsmen were asked to leave the U.S. Capitol. I'm Megan Clougherty.
At 12:10, we'll look at a new documentary on the first days of the coronavirus lockdown in China.
Numbers on Wall Street pointing down right now. The Dow is down 92.
It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. One of baseball's true legends has died, Hank Aaron. He was 86. CBS's Steve Futterman.
He played 21 seasons. He was an All-Star, a record 21 times. But Henry Aaron will be best remembered for this. The moment in 1974 when he passed Babe Ruth and became baseball's home run king. Aaron ended his career with 755 home runs. He remained baseball's career home run leader until 2007. Aaron was passed by Barry Bonds, but with questions about Bonds' use of performance-enhancing drugs, many still viewed Aaron as the real king. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Aaron was seen publicly a couple of weeks ago getting a COVID vaccine shot, touting it as safe for black Americans. A racial barrier has fallen at the Pentagon. The Senate has confirmed retired Army General Lloyd Austin as the country's first African-American defense secretary. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Austin is a West Point graduate who served as the first black vice chief of staff of the Army. He also led the U.S. Central Command and was behind the strategy to force Islamic State from Iraq and Syria. But he also told Congress he is spent nearly his entire life committed to the principle of civilian control over the military. One of his first orders of business will be improving distribution of the COVID vaccines.
Well, the U.S. Senate will get the article of impeachment against former President Trump next week.
We suggest the House transmit this article next Thursday, but that's apparently going to be next Monday.
The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants a trial delayed until next month. The COVID vaccine story in Maine is a lot like everywhere else.
At this point, our vaccine supply remains significantly limited.
Jean Lambrew of the State Health Department in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer warns against complacency. She has eased up on restrictions on restaurants, casinos, and theaters.
Our action saved our hospital systems from getting overwhelmed. Our action saved lives.
Now to Atlanta, where a 19-year-old worker at a Kroger supermarket is charged with stealing nearly $1 million over a two-week period. Police spokesman Colin Flynn says he faked more than 40 returns for non-existent items, put the cash on credit cards.
Once he had the money on the credit cards, he took that and purchased at least two cars, clothing, guns, and a number of other items.
One of the cars was totaled. Flynn says it all happened while the worker who monitored store transactions was on vacation. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 79 points. NASDAQ is down about 8 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com.
12:03 on Friday, January 22nd, 2021. 44 degrees, going up to around 49 today. Good Friday afternoon. I'm Nick Iannelli.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following this hour. The coffin of longtime Maryland Senate President Mike Miller is in the State House in Annapolis now. People are pouring into the rotunda to say their goodbyes and pay their respects to a man who was a giant in Maryland politics.
Mike was a wonderful, wonderful human being.
Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer.
Even when he crossed them, or they crossed him, to their peril, it was a tough consequence when you cross Mike Miller. He was tough.
Bill signings was always fun for us because we'd sit there and just joke. I mean, the stuff he would say about people, Lord have mercy, this man.
Former Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele talking about memories of those times when legislation became law.
Every once in a while, the governor would look over at the two of us and like, would you two behave?
All Marylanders, whether you considered him too conservative, too liberal.
Congressman Jamie Raskin served with Miller in the state Senate, too.
We owe him a debt of gratitude for his service to our state.
In Annapolis, John Doe in WTOP News.
Thousands of National Guard members who were on their break were kicked out of the Capitol building last night and forced to rest in a nearby parking garage. It prompted outrage, and they were eventually allowed back into the building. And Maryland's governor is reacting to that now. He says he hasn't heard whether Maryland Guard members were among those.
Despite National Guardsmen reporting they were asked to leave the Capitol and rest in a nearby garage, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tells WBAL,
"No, we haven't had that issue. You know, I asked them. They said they were getting a little sleep and they were getting fed pretty well."
In a statement, the Capitol Police acting chief says it did not instruct the National Guard to vacate the Capitol and that on Inauguration Day, quote, "the Guard was notified and encouraged to reoccupy spaces in the Capitol and the Visitor Center following the swearing-in ceremony." While there's a request for Maryland National Guard to stay in D.C. through the end of the month, Governor Hogan says he may want to broaden their role in the Free State.
"We may bring more people and ramp up even more of the Guard to help us on the vaccination front."
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
It's 12:05. The inauguration this week was largely peaceful, despite widespread reports of possible and threatened violence. WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green says the presence of 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding the National Mall and the Capitol likely played a part in that.
Certainly the overwhelming security presence in Washington sent a big message to anybody that was thinking of engaging in any kind of nefarious activity. But then there are people who sort of heeded the message that was not just coming out from Washington, but from states around the country.
And good news today, more D.C. streets and metro stations that had been inside the security perimeter are open today. For more, check them out at WTOP.com.
Capitol Police are investigating whether Maryland's only Republican Congressman, Andy Harris, tried to bring a gun to the House floor. He set off the newly installed metal detectors at the doors to the floor yesterday. He didn't enter. He left the area and returned several minutes later, successfully making it in. His spokesman told Fox Baltimore that Harris and his family's lives had been threatened by someone who's been released while awaiting trial. Harris has a handgun permit. While members of Congress are allowed to bring firearms to their office, they are not allowed to bring them to the House or Senate chambers.
Howard University and its marching band have been front and center this inauguration week because of a 1986 graduate's new job.
The newly sworn-in Vice President Kamala Harris got a special escort from her alma mater during the inaugural parade. That's the sound of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band drumline as students played ahead of her motorcade. They were beyond excited to take part.
When I announced it to the students, you could just hear them over the Zoom call just screaming.
This is the third time University Band Director Kelvin Washington had been a part of the music for inaugurations. But it was different this year as his students were taking part in history, not just for the country, but for the historically black college as well.
We just wanted to seize the opportunity.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Coming up, good news for restaurants in D.C., a ban on indoor dining has been lifted.
The wait is over. One of the sport's most notorious icons is stepping in the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is offering new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with first deposit. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just